Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Chess, and I've got another nutty chat for you for the dog days of podcasting. With me today, I've got Keith and Angela Fowler. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hi.
But, you know, we're only doing teaching in our spare time while we're preparing for Dragon Con, which is the real important thing.
So, do you guys have any fun costumes this year?
We have four pieces.
Yeah.
Four?
Yes.
How many days is Dragon Con?
Well, technically, it starts on Friday, but it really starts on Thursday evening. So.
And now Wednesday is the new Thursday.
And now it goes in
You know it's going to end up being like a 2-week con, right?
Yes.
Exactly. And it's going to be amazing. But let's see. 3 days, we have paired costumes. So our DC day is I'm dressed as Batgirl in the current comic run.
With the like Doc Martens and the snaps.
Yes, or the Chinese work boots that are passing as Doc Martens.
That's perfectly fine because they're
expensive.
And Doc Martens are being made in China anyway, so.
Exactly. Yeah. And Heath is the Penguin.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, nice.
It's not quite the Burgess Meredith Penguin, but it's mostly that with a little bit of comic book thrown in.
Definitely more that than Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the whole. Crazy makeup
and cloven hands.
Carrying around a half-eaten fish.
Yeah.
Although it would be cool because then you could just smack people with it.
Our Marvel day is going to be Scarlet Witch and Dr. Octopus.
I've seen that costume. Those costumes are fantastic.
Well, he's redoing
the arms this year. Yeah, ooh. They're going to be even fancier. I realized in the Kroger parking lot the tailpipe material that they use on old cars looks perfect. So I've got like 25 feet of that and have been engineering like a madman.
That's fantastic.
My favorite bit is he made the claws out of sink drain stops with painted hair rollers and LED lights with a magnet on there to where it can just sort of snap all together.
Okay, Heath, I need better pictures this year than last year, and I know you can take good pictures, and I know you're the one in the costume, but I'm sure you can coach Angela through taking some pictures, and you can take some detail shots, okay? Because this sounds really great.
We're actually making business cards this year, so when people ask to take our picture at the con, that would be great, but can you send us a copy?
And awesome.
Yes.
That'd be fantastic.
What are our other costumes, right quick?
There's the Zombie and Tina Belcher Day.
Yes. I couldn't think of a costume to go with a zombie, and then somebody said, "What about Tina Belcher?" And I'm like, "Of course, because we love Bob's Burgers."
Yeah,
so Keith, you're going to be Tina, right?
Of course, no.
But yeah, I've got the wig, and you know, finding a skirt and a shirt to go with that was super, super easy.
Yep,
and I'm just going to get a notebook. And
you're going to be so comfortable in the Atlanta heat.
Are you going to take pictures of everybody's butts?
I'll have my Tina butt journal.
I don't think I'll be writing
erotic friend fiction because that might get awkward.
Erotic friend fiction is like one of my favorite concepts ever. And okay, so I can't say that I've written erotic friend fiction, but there have been times that I have made up, you know, vanilla friend fiction. And one of them included in my vanilla friend fiction, me as a kid being best friends with my friend's daughter.
Aww.
And then I drew us for her and I gave it to her and she keeps it in a frame and in her room and she absolutely loves it. So friend fiction is awesome.
Oh, yeah. And our mismatch day, Heath is a Jedi and I am a character from Uran High School Host Club, which is like the girliest anime ever, about a beautiful Ben and a girl who cross-dresses to be in the club. And I am the girl who cross-dresses, Haruhi Fujioka.
So, okay, cool.
So it's like a school uniform and a wig and... Just it's one of the funniest animes out there, and it's got a really good dub to it.
So you're going to be cross-dressing as a girl, pretending to be a boy so she can hang out with the cool kids?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Well, she has to, because she broke a vase, and she's poor, and they're rich. Oh. And they're blackmailing her to be in there.
It's okay. Amazing.
Okay, then. I mentioned this in the podcast with Hugh, but I am totally obsessed with Chernibyo right now, and it has become one of the most favorite anime of mine right now, and it's totally adorable. And the only reason why I haven't watched everything that's on Crunchyroll is Tech and I are waiting and only watching it together, so the only times that see it are when we're together, and he's in the field mostly this month. So, but it is so cool, and you have to check it out. It's about high schoolers that some of them have delusions that they are fantastical characters with superpowers and things like that. It's adorable.
So are you tempted to like just watch the whole thing and then still pretend that you haven't and act really surprised?
I can't do that. Are you kidding? There's no secrets between the two of us. Like, most of the time when I am trying to surprise him with something, he will find out by just looking at me. Like, I remember we were in different countries. Okay. I was still living in New York. He was living in Canada. And we're talking on the phone, and I'm trying to buy ticket. He's coming down to visit, and I'm trying to buy tickets to Spam a Lot so that we can go together. And of course, the website starts singing spam, spam, spam.
Oh, no.
So I hit mute as quickly as I can. And he goes, "What was that?" I'm like, "Oh, you know, just a stupid ad." And he's like, Are you buying us Spam a Lot tickets? Are you buying us Spam a Lot tickets for my birthday? I'm like, how did you know that?
That's the complete opposite of me. I'm so oblivious about everything. Like, Heath can just surprise me with anything. He could do it right in front of me, and I would just la-di-da.
Yeah, no. Like, I can't lie, and not that I would, but, you know, like, I can't lie, so hiding secrets is very difficult because everything I'm thinking is right on my face. So if you know me well, it's pretty easy. The hardest secret was to not tell him about the mini doc being created by Helen Madden.
Oh, yeah.
And keeping that a secret because it was months. And then I just said, look, your birthday present is coming. It's something that's being made, but it's not ready. So you're just going to have to wait. And I won't say anything more. And he kind of like poked and prodded. I'm like, no, I can't tell you. I just can't tell you. And it was so difficult. And I think the only reason why he couldn't figure it out is he just had no concept that that was a thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's really random in the best way. Like, that's not something you would guess.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting a fabric sculpture made of my cosplay. Yeah, that's exactly what I would guess.
And it was adorable.
It was. It was so much fun. So you guys have a blast at Dragon Con. Take lots of pictures. I will be slightly envious because I'd really like to go to Dragon Con at least once. But it's always just a bad time of the year for me.
Yeah.
You know? It's right in the middle of a big work project, and I just can't get the time off. And I know a lot of people say that.
Have to get acclimated.
Yeah. Plus, there's that whole, like, it's in Hotlanta.
Yes. Uh-huh. 105 degrees. Let's wear a gigantic leather costume. It's good.
Oh, yes. My leather biker jacket for Batgirl. That's going to be a fun day.
Oh, and it's pleather, so it's even worse.
Yeah. And I got it from one of those, you know, Chinese companies that does cosplay, and the lining is not forgiving. It's like the polyester lining.
No, you know what you need to do? You need to remove the polyester lining and stitch in some ShamWows, and it'll just soak up all the sweat.
That would be an interesting approach to it.
Make it detachable so you can just rinse it out, you know? Well, thanks for coming on, guys. This has been a blast. I think I'm actually going to break this up into two parts and use it for two separate days, which works because you guys are a package deal.
We are.
And it works really well for me because I've got to get 5 episodes done ahead of time because I'm going to New York this weekend. So that'll be fun. So if you're hearing this over the weekend, you know why. Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. We have really been enjoying these, and especially the Claire one. Claire was our tour guide when we visited London.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, do you want to have lunch? And we thought lunch was just going to be lunch, but it was her showing us everything and just taking so much time. And we were so pleased.
Yeah, like 6 hours. She took us like past St. Paul's and past
all the sites, the London Eye and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you ever go to London, the very best tour guide is Eclaire. Find Eclaire.
And Claire's just a fantastic person. I mean,
she
is so much fun. We got to hang out in New York last month, and I'm so happy that I just went. It was like, it's a bad time for me, but when am I going to get this opportunity again? And I just went, and it was so much fun. And it wasn't just Claire, because a whole bunch of people came in town because she was going to be in town. And my gosh, so much fun.
Good.
So thank you for coming on. Where do you want people to find you guys on the internet?
We don't. We're going off the grid. Forever. No. There's the Red Dwarf Introcast, which there's a WordPress for that. And just Google Red Dwarf Introcast. We're easy. And then
Through the pages of Sherlock Holmes.
And various episodes of The Misfits for you. You've been posting frequently lately.
Yes, nice. Yes. The Misfits is a fantastic podcast of female geeky nerds. It sort of came out of the podcast Talking Comics and sort of spun out of that. And they're all amazing people. They've recently put out an episode about Star Trek movies.
Oh, neat.
And I was on the episode a few weeks before that on Star Trek episodes.
Cool. What was I going to say? Your Tumblr is actually pretty great when you're talking about comics. You've got this really fun Tumblr. It doesn't post too much, but when it does, it's great.
I've been reading a lot of modern comics when I have lately, but I'm going to get back to reading some old Marvel. I post some awkward Marvel panels occasionally. And I'm trying to remember the Tumblr name for that. Oh, I think it's Angel Cakes 83 or 42.
Is it Angel Cakes? Is it just like your Tumblr? Not Tumblr, so. Twitter.
I think you can search Awkward Marvel. I think that's
I think it's actually Awkward Marvel or something like that. Yes. Yeah. Let's see. I'm opening up Tumblr now. This is good, especially because I don't.
Okay.
It is. It's Angel Cakes 83, but the title of the blog is Awkward Marvel. So there you go.
With a picture of Loki sprawling on a throne in the most fantastic fashion, in the way Loki should always sprawl on a throne.
He's just so good at sprawling. And Heath, is there anything you want to tell people, your Twitter?
I really don't even tweet that much.
He's literally nowhere.
Oh, yeah. And I'm on Twitter.
I bet Loki does that on the subway, too.
Yeah, he manspreads on the subway. Totally. That is Loki manspreading.
Yeah, but is it manspreading or is it just I'm awesome? I don't think he's doing it because he's a man. I think he's doing it because he's Loki. All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming on, guys. Stay cool, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
The Rear View Podcast is a chance to take a glance back into film history as we as filmmakers drive forward into the future of cinema and television. My name is Matt Edwards, and each episode I speak with a filmmaker to discuss a film that influenced them. The landscape of this style of storytelling is ever evolving. With emerging filmmakers being influenced by their predecessors, it's important to find out what it is about these older films that strike a chord within them. The films discussed will sometimes be critical darlings, blockbuster fan favorites, cult classics, or that forgotten gem. And with the recent surge in television series that rival any Best Picture winner in terms of quality, don't be surprised if those are discussed here as well. So subscribe to The Rear View on SoundCloud or iTunes, follow the podcast on Twitter at TRVPodcast, and use hashtag TheRearViewList to add a film that you think deserves a look back on, and to keep up to date with the latest reels. That's the best way to keep in touch with the show. This is The Rear View. Thanks for listening.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.